From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A rescue operation is underway in central Italy after a strong earthquake early Wednesday caused extensive damage near the epicenter, killing at least 10 people. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with the epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The quake was felt across a broad section of central Italy, including the capital, Rome, where people in homes in the historic center felt a long swaying followed by aftershocks. And we're getting an update. Now the total in that earthquake in Italy has risen to more than 20. We'll have this story throughout the day right here on VOA. Turkey used airstrikes and artillery fire Wednesday to try and push Islamic State fighters from the Syrian border town of Jarablus. The operation comes a day after the foreign minister said Turkey would give every kind of support to fighting the Islamic State in the areas around Jarablus. Denying the militants access to the border cuts off a potential route for supplies and bringing in fighters. The U.S. and Japan are condemning North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile from a submarine off its east coast Wednesday. South Korean defense officials say the missile flew over into the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile firing an unforgivable act that damages regional peace and stability. Abe said Japan will deal with it resolutely and in cooperation with the U.S., South Korea, and the United Nations. The U.N. Security Council resolution prohibits North Korea's use of ballistic missiles. The launch comes at a time of escalating tensions between the two countries, a day after South Korea and the U.S. began their annual joint military exercises. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities are investigating Russian cyber attacks targeting information collected by journalists at the New York Times and other news organizations. U.S. authorities say the cyber attacks may be an attempt to gain an understanding of the current American political scene leading up to the November 8th elections. Information collected by key journalists could provide links to their sources or offer hints about possible unpublished stories related to Russia. France and Germany calling on the European Union to adopt common rules to limit messaging encryption or codes on social media and battles against terrorism, Lisa Bryant reports.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said France and Germany do not want to ban encrypted messaging, but rather to work with social media groups to limit its use by Islamist radicals. Speaking alongside his German counterpart, Cazeneuve said European intelligence services and magistrates should be able to identify coded messages used by extremists through applications like Telegram and WhatsApp and use them as evidence against perpetrators. The two countries want European Union member states to discuss common legislation at a meeting next month. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A spokesman for South Sudan opposition leader Riek Machar says he is in stable condition in Sudan, where he is getting medical treatment. The spokesperson said he will remain in Sudan until he leaves for an undisclosed location to resume his treatment. Sudan's information minister told VOA Tuesday that the opposition leader was brought to Sudan in serious condition, suffering from some sort of chest infection and a problem with his leg. Machar went into hiding last month after fighting broke out in the capital, Juba, between forces loyal to Machar and those backing his rival, South Sudan President Salva Kiir. The U.S. and the United Nations have urged both sides to make amends to bring peace to the world's youngest nation. And Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has abandoned his call to deport 11 million illegal immigrants living in the United States. Instead, Trump says he will send convicted criminals to their home countries and handle other immigration residency disputes, much the way the country does now, with great urgency. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Details on more news. Join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.